Greetings, friends. Justin here with a final part of my interview with Dorian Soto. In part 4, Dorian talked about some of his suggestions for new animators. And in this final part, Dorian continues in that vein by answering the question, would you recommend animation as a career?
Hi, Justin. This is Dorian in response to whether I would recommend animation to any aspiring animator. And to that, I say definitely. It's been a great experience. I've worked with some incredible artists, some incredible animators, and if you're looking for a challenge, and if you draw your energy from being inspired by other artists, then it's the best place to be. However, I do want to put the word out there that it's not as glamorous as it's painted out in those behind the scene DVDs. I had kind of an impression going in of it being a little more playful, and it is, but it's definitely a lot more work. Going into Green Lantern and working on, working crazy hours, and then on this current production, having another crunch to deal with, and it definitely is a very challenging career. It's difficult to get into it, and you have to work really hard to get into it, but then at the same time, it's also very difficult to keep yourself going once you're in, and but at the same time, it's so much more rewarding when you have that challenge in life, and that's one of the things that I look for in a career, and I feel that animation has that. There's always a new challenge, whether it's going from what I was doing with Green Lantern, doing visual effects and realistic motion, to cartoony motion, where you have to basically change your timing and your performance, and that alone is a challenge. And then on top of that, you layer on body mechanics and getting a different performance out of every shot. You're given a different rig, at which point you have to change whatever mentality you had on one character. You have to put it into, you have to throw that all out and then start with a new character. And that to me is a huge challenge. And it was something that I wasn't getting at my previous job, where I was doing motion graphics, and it was a bit of a formula. So it just kind of lost its, I lost a passion for it, basically. And it wasn't until a producer of mine at that old studio said to me when he was leaving, was that if your job isn't scaring the crap out of you, then you need to find another career. And to me, that stayed with me. And that was one of the things that when getting into animation, I found that I was always challenged, and it just drew me more and more into it. So if you're looking for a challenging career, but a lot of fun and a lot of inspiration, then I definitely recommend animation to anybody out there.
Well, that's it for part 5. So, who's up next on the interview slate? Well, I haven't quite figured that out yet. You'll just have to keep listening to find out. In the meantime, take care and happy animating.